Welcome, viewers and ghouls.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Fellow. Welcome. Oh, I was going to go.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Fellow underdwellers and crypt keepers of the night.
And you. You freaky charity. Ho-festers over there.
Whoa. What?
Do you know we get demonetized if we cuss in like the first 10 seconds?
We just come on, dude. That was fucking the medical term tense. That was like the medical term for fuck. Sorry.
To no one biblically.
We're trying to make kid-friendly content for YouTube so we can score.
No, you have to hold on. It's okay to cuss later, just not up front. I was actually told this. I was actually told this. That cussing is okay if it's later, but if you cuss too soon, it's bad. Because I was actually told that.
In the first 10 seconds, the parent is still fussing with the remote, listening to the YouTube video.
Yeah.
After the 10-second mark, they have left the room and gone back to whatever, you know, their Tinder date or whatever's happening in the living room. Then you're free to do whatever you want.
All right, Johnny, can you just censor my bit? Because I don't want to get demonetized. We need that revenue.
Yeah. We're going to get so much revenue from this episode that we can't risk it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll wait until the 5-minute mark before I say that word.
Johnny's not... I don't even think he's watching the fucking thing. Sorry. Here's the thing. I don't know if it's true that YouTube's algorithm, you can make it like balance out. So... say something really positive and nice to cancel out the curse word. Or like, what's the opposite of a curse word?
Yeah.
Mother Teresa.
I don't know.
Say Mother Teresa. I don't know.
Hope.
You say a really bad situation and be really positive about it. So everything's good right now.
Yeah.
People are nailing it. Stuff rules.
Stay positivity, sunshine, and rainbows everywhere. Hope.
Love.
Charity.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, what did you hear?
I heard Elon Musk tweeted out something today, and it was actually really positive.
Really? What was it?
Good. He said everybody's doing great. And Tesla's doing great, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
As long as that's the balance you want.
Exactly.
Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord.
Amen.
Is that positive?
Okay, so
that's positive.
That balances
the
out.
The algorithm loves that, Derek. They
that
love
balances
it.
Out saying fuck.
God.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Oh, hold. Do it again, dude.
Okay, I'll get another one. Repent. Can you play the fucking theme song?
Repent.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides. The lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman. 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 Lonely horseman.
No, that was not the new theme song. Johnny's working on that, so stay tuned. Be patient.
Maybe we'll be done by Tuesday. Johnny, make sure
the new song until we get that video ready, because, you know, Johnny might just sleep on it. Who knows?
Yeah. That's a classic Johnny maneuver.
Yeah. Sleep at the wheel.
And Johnny, he should be here right now saying, oh, I'm working on it as we speak, but I don't know where he is and I don't know what he's doing. So who knows? Oh.
Getting so sick of that guy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, next time. Sorry about that.
Sorry, yeah. Johnny.
It will either be the new theme, which, by the way, actually, I had a lot of people ask if I was joking. On the last on Mega 64-intine, we said the winner, you know, the theme song, there was a winner of the theme song contest for Mega 64-intine. They won. I've been getting a lot of great feedback on that. It's been a lot of fun reading all the feedback. And then the runner-up winner was the new theme song to this podcast. That was not a joke. That's going to be the new theme. and Johnny's working on an opening with that. I wasn't kidding. Nicholas B.
That's his runner-up prize.
I talked with him. It's all good. So
good.
It's happening, but it just takes some time. So Johnny's
Disappointed that he lost, Rocco? Was he a little bummed out?
He said he fought through tears to say, go ahead, you can play it on the main podcast, the Mega 64 podcast. And I said, okay.
Brave.
So yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Hold on. Sorry, just got the notification. There is a new episode of Westworld.
You're going to drive people away.
Hey, you know what? Let me say...
Oh, we just lost five viewers.
I just got... don't say... Oh, okay. Yeah, they all... Oh, I shouldn't have let them know. They had alternate shows to watch. What were you going to say, Sean?
That show this season, very pretty, very boring. That's my review.
I was going to bring that up. It was... I don't have tons to say, but I think... It was overall, I think it showed incredible promise, and I thought the subject of this season, I thought was cool, where this season it kind of pivoted into our algorithms and the way that big tech uses them really benefiting humanity, and it took that concept to the furthest point. Like, this is how far the future can go with that mindset, and is it a good thing? You know what I mean? I like that concept, but it is played out. I know people always say this kind of thing. This is a cliche term to describe it, but it has played out like reading a cool Wikipedia article. That's interesting. And now I finished the second to last episode, and I'm like, I really have any emotional stake in like any of this. I'm just kind of watching going like, interesting. Okay. All right.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm not going to watch anymore.
There was nothing. I don't have any vested interest in any of it. I'm just kind of like watching it. I'm kind of like, all right. Oh. Yeah. Just tell me the next thing that happens and then it will be over. Okay.
They lost the spark, huh?
It did for me, but it looks very nice. It looks great, but don't care.
Yeah. It was directed really cool. Lots of lots of cool direction in it. It's just kind of emotionless. Like, all right, got it.
Yeah.
I agree. Speaking of big tech, though, I shouldn't say bad stuff about big tech because I want to.
Well, they're listening.
I kind of want to talk about this because it was a big thing that happened. Arguably, probably the biggest thing that happened to us this last week, and I know everyone's kind of buzzing about it. So bring it up here. I don't know if Brian knows about this Brian should be happy about anyone to do with this podcast should pat themselves on the back tonight because I'm proud to announce, we showed it on Twitter. I was contacted by Apple. We are the number 92 podcast in Peru. Comedy podcast.
Comedy
section. Yeah.
So everyone who has been giving us the 5 stars on iTunes totally helped out.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
In Peru. There's only 91 funnier Peruvians out there than Mega 64.
And they better watch out for us.
We're coming. We're climbing.
Jaws is coming.
Skyrocketing.
What's that?
Oh, I'm saying we're skyrocketing to the charts, but go ahead, Rocket.
I was told by multiple people in Peru, I heard this more than once, that that anybody in Peru that listens to podcasts could only name 3 comedy podcasts. So we got to find out who are these other 88. That's the new quest is what are the other 88 podcasts? 88 podcasts sounds like a terrible Dick Tracy.
Hey, hold on. Can we look up the list of Peruvian comedy podcasts and see who the fuck these people are right now?
Let me see if I can even find that.
World would you find that?
Peruvian comedy podcasts.
I'm trying to think of Peruvian exports, but in comedy, podcasting, number one doesn't come to mind, but.
I think I got them.
Oh, Rocco, that was fast.
Oh.
Okay, I'll get you the data right here.
Are you looking this up on iTunes?
I've got there are sites that rank where the podcasts are.
Oh, okay.
And that is
find what we are in the U.S.
That is actually a category on the. I mean, yeah, if you want to scroll through a list for 8 hours, Sean, yeah, you can. But I refuse. Fair okay. enough. I'm going through. All right, Chartable. The service Chartable, they have the list, so I'm gonna
I'm
go
on the
through.
Same one.
Okay, because I'm not seeing us on here right now, but I'm sure it's always fluctuating.
Me neither. I think we got bumped, actually.
Okay, so I'm just going to... Let's assume we're number 92. What was it? 91? 92. Yeah,
92.
Let's assume that's still the case. I'll go up the list, whatever, and we'll do our best.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I want to list all of these, but okay. Or should I go from number one? What do you think?
Yeah. Who's number one? Who are we gunning for?
The number one is... Alcoholicamente Incorrectos.
Okay, I listened to that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. No,
and,
no, that,
I'm looking at it. It's like two people with a bunch of drinks and they're looking at their phone.
Yeah, and they talk about murder podcasts. I'm all about that one.
This sucks. And this page is all in Spanish, so I have no idea of knowing what the fuck it's about. God
okay, anybody at home, translate this. Ricardo y Mariana Moran toman cuatro cotes... Cocteles antes de empezar a comentar lo que ocurre en el mundo. Acompañalos.
Muy bien.
So they drink?
I mean, not speaking, I don't know any Spanish. I think that sounded pretty legit on my end. I mean
I took years of Spanish,
okay?
I can't speak it whatsoever, but I can read it, all right? I got it. All right. Second one. Hablando huevadas.
What is this shit?
I'm gonna try to translate this one. I think I can. Jorge Luna.
Yeah. And Ricardo Mendoza.
And Ricardo Mendoza talk and improvise with your questions. They take questions.
That's beating us.
Yeah, that's number two.
Fuck. Hey. We got to beat these guys.
Yeah, I've never heard of these dudes.
Okay.
Everyone, just vote for us. Give us 5 stars.
I found out how to translate these pages.
Okay.
Is it called Google Translate?
George and Richard talk bullshit and improvise with questions. Bullshit, right? And the show's called Talking Eggs.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of Spanish ones, but then number five, this is bullshit.
Who?
Number five
is Face Jam.
Anna Faris is unqualified. Really? Anna Faris? Really? Number five in Peru? Like, give me a break.
Big deal in Peru. She's a huge deal.
And then number nine, Joe Rogan. Really, Joe? Can't you just... Come on. You gotta be the best
give
everywhere.
Us one.
There's a lot of grapplers come out of Peru. They're probably listening to the Fight Companion.
Joe Rogan. Yeah, come on.
But
the one above us on the list, number like the number 91, it's like in Chinese.
Yeah. Hmm.
And then there's you got to be kidding me. And then the one above that is called the Tripod, and it's the Try Guys podcast. Really?
Oh, they're beating us?
Hey, dude, wait a second. This thing updates in real time because I just went to page number 2, and the Tripod is now 102. This is like a fucking stock ticker.
So this really is like flowing in real time. Damn.
Yeah. So we're way off this list.
Oh, okay. Well, not when the new episode pops up, because that's when I got the notification last time.
Oh, I found us. We're number 133.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Okay.
So we are.
Yeah, baby. We slipped. We dropped about 40 slots, but we're still on the charts.
But here's the deal. But here's the deal. Right now, this is the furthest point from when we have a podcast go up on iTunes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
can I tell you? Can I tell you something that's gonna make you happy?
Oh yeah.
We're number 133. Number 134. Loading, ready, run.
Oh, guys. Sorry, guys.
In good company though.
Nice try, fellas.
Yeah. We you know, it was a friendly competition, but we won. In the race to the top,
Other people who are way below us because they're not as good, not as famous, or successful.
Yeah.
Number 146, Smoshcast.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Smoshcast.
God.
Yeah.
Destroyed him.
How about a little more Peruvian content next time, Anthony?
Yeah. You can eat our dust with the Loading Ready Run crew in that fucking desert bus to hell.
Yeah.
Number 165, Marijuana Happy Hour.
What? Oh, yeah, we're better than that.
Ooh, we're we're more addictive than marijuana.
I just feel bad for him. I just feel bad for him, honestly.
I don't condone that.
Yeah.
No.
We don't do that. We live in California. We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
It's no good. It's no good. It's Cheech and Chong stuff.
We don't.
And
that
number 192, real bottom of the barrel here. Amazed they're even on the list. Life is Short with Justin Long. So y'all remember Justin Long?
Sure, I guess we chose PC, bitch.
I hate him.
Sean.
Well, Sean, you are so above him. You know.
Yeah.
You're right. His ass.
I should. I shouldn't kick him. I'm gonna let him just. Sean, do your thing. Justin.
You're like 60 slots more famous than Justin Long right now.
In Peru.
We gotta do a Peru convention. What's the big con in Peru?
I'm gonna have a shirt that says I'm 100. I'm pretty big in Peru. I'm big in 138 in Peru. Something.
Number 138 in Peru. Yeah. That sounds cool. Do they have why don't they have PAX Peru? Do PAX Peru?
I don't know, but I bet if we go to Peru, they would treat us like royalty. Fucking put us on the chair and have four muscular men carry us around everywhere we want to go.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
PAX Peru. Oh, I was just going to say PAX Peru sounds like something you would spray on your shit so it wouldn't stink. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah, I'd love to know. I wonder if there's an easy way to know where we are on, like, the American charts.
Go to the last page and then go from there, and then you'll find us.
I mean, you know what I mean? Is there a way to search the big list?
Are you asking me? Because I don't have an answer.
Search podcast. Hold on. Okay,
hold on. I'm going to find out. Let's see what Chartable just has to say about us here.
Yeah, I see it on here. I see it. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yo, I found the list.
Oh, I got it.
Number 190 comedy podcast in Poland.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 102 comedy podcast in Estonia.
Dude, we're going up in Estonia. Okay. No ranking for the United States. Okay. Well,
because probably they probably don't rank the U.S. yet.
Yeah,
they don't know how to do that.
U.S. is too fucked up. They can't sort it out. But hey, shout out to all our fans in Estonia. We have the highest ranking of all in Estonia. So fuck yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Estonia.
Good to know.
I love that it lists that we did rank on Denmark at one point, but we're out. It literally says, what's our rank? We're out. So Denmark, we got to get those numbers up.
Yeah, let's get back in.
Come on,
Denmark. We haven't trended in Denmark since late April. April 27th.
What is this ranking? Is it like people who rank us 5 stars, or is it people who just subscribe, or what? How does this determine our ranking?
Listeners, do we know? I think it's tracking just audio downloads. If you factor YouTube in, maybe we're a little higher. I don't know.
It's probably a lot of things factor into it. You probably got a kind of system listening into people's cell phone microphones, and they hear, the podcast they're talking about with their friends. It's how many times that gets mentioned.
Yeah, how many voice recognition hits you get across the international neural network.
Right.
It's not supposed to exist, but it does.
Well, that's what 5G is helping. We're pushing it along.
Yeah.
Apparently at some point, on there you could see how you peaked in those areas. And at one point we were number 33 in Estonia. So,
hey, you know what? I have a good feeling next week. Let's check this again. We're going to be skyrocketing, guys. Get ready. Buckle up, Estonia.
Yeah, we're gonna
anybody know where Estonia is? Go around. Everybody say where you think Estonia is. Go.
I think it's like definitely like Northern European. Like
name a country that is a neighbor of Estonia.
Switzerland.
The Baltic Sea. It's right on the Baltic Sea.
You're looking at Google, bitch.
You just fucking Googled it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I just threw that out there. That's not right.
Literally, first thing Wikipedia says about Estonia is it borders the Baltic Sea.
Shut the fuck up.
You're caught.
I'm so fucking caught. I got nothing here. There's no, this is the chat. I had nothing. I just made that up.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Chad doesn't think so.
Show us the
I'm whole.
Show us the holes you punched in your wall from that rhythm game you were playing on your PC while you're there.
I can't believe I got that right.
That is amazing.
Hey, you guys can call me a cheater all you want. I know in my heart I'm fucking a genius. So thank
that's
you.
Man.
I'm
that's
so smart.
Matters.
You probably Googled it. But I was going to say, Estonia, I have history with Estonia because there was a time, Elton John, that I ordered from Bam Margera's website. He made a shirt that had a thing from Haggard. Remember in the movie Haggard, they give Ryan Dunn a terrible rhino tattoo?
Yes.
Classic scene.
Yeah, totally.
They made a shirt that just had the rhino tattoo, like a black shirt with the rhino tattoo just on, right here. And I was like, oh, that's like so insider. Like barely anyone will know what that is. I love that. And I ordered it, and it came from, at the time, I guess Bam was living in Estonia or something. So it was manufactured there and shipped to me, and it was like a double XL. Like, I ordered the biggest one they had, double XL, and it was like a toddler size shirt. And it was just like,
oh,
all right,
no.
Never mind. So I never wore it. I couldn't even figure out how to return it at that
there's
point.
There's small
so.
People in Estonia.
Dude, Estonia looks radical. This totally looks like Midsummer territory. It's like Scandinavia meets Russia. We got to go to Estonia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, okay, I mean, Bam said it was cool.
I mean, they're obviously crazy for us to come out there.
What's that?
We got PAX Peru coming up. Let's do Estonian Comic Con.
PAXtonia. Yeah. Stankonia for
oh,
that matter.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Estonia Expo. Great.
Is Estonia nice? Chat, everybody been to Estonia? Is it nice?
They're saying Estonia has great internet. Is what I'm hearing.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa.
Well, they watch
I gotta
a lot
go.
Of us, so they must.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I think I'm going. If the internet's good, I will follow.
Fuck it. I'm gonna go next week. I'll be in Estonia. I'm going now. It's cheap flights, everyone. Hello. Then,
apparently, it's like a lot of nature. It's like a lot of lakes and forests.
Oh, fuck
you
that.
Can hike.
No.
I learned my lesson from New Zealand, dude.
Yeah. Exactly.
Walking through all the fields. Oh, they filmed, that's where, you know, Legolas lived. Or I can't be bothered.
Oh,
tell me what the internet's good.
That's where all these sheep are, and I used to come up with his ideas.
Yeah.
He gives a shit.
Yeah. I can't be doing that nature stuff. I'm just out. Tell me when Comic-Con's back.
Oh, this farm is the most popular pub in the whole country. That's a bad sign for your country. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's bad.
Are we talking shit on Estonia? We got to suck up to them right now.
No, I'm talking about New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yeah, they're out.
My internet is, I'm five years behind you guys. I apologize.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, New Zealand, I'm looking around and I'm like, okay, TGI Fridays? No.
What's a big deal, really?
No TGIF. Okay. You know.
What was that burger place that was so good? They had the duper, the
oh,
holder
yeah, what
thing.
Was the name of that place? Fuel or some Burger Fuel.
Yeah, Burger Fuel. That was great.
That place was good as hell. Mm-hmm. Dude, mm-hmm. I had a really good burger. It had beets on it, of course, the Kiwi way. But then what were the things I had? What were they like, vegan tachos or what were they? No, tachos was
Sonic.
No. But what were the things we ate? These nuggets. They were called like nugs or New Zealand
what
nugs or something. And they were like vegan something.
No, I actually love New Zealand. I'm just talking
shit.
No,
me too.
New Zealand,
me too.
I had a blast.
We're talking crap, but it was great.
And you know, I actually explored Auckland on my own. You guys were staying in the hotel and I was hitting the city at night networking.
Yeah.
Auckland stole my heart a little bit. Let's, I don't know. I'm looking at the menu here. I'm not seeing that special side item.
Oh, no. It's like a dream or something. Like, it never really happened.
This is like Twin Peaks.
They were called, like, hot nugs or beaver nugs or something.
Moto Bites.
No, beaver nugs is from Buc-ee's. That's from, those are real. What?
It was 8 crumbed pumpkin, carrot, chickpea, ginger bites served with Burger Fuel, lemon, and chipotle aioli.
Yeah. What were those called?
Motobites.
I was close.
They were like pumpkin slush puppies.
It was good.
It was good. Everything there was excellent.
Yeah.
For a fast food place, yeah. Hell yeah.
The best meal that I had in all of New Zealand was right as we left. Well, the evening before we left. Do you remember we stopped at that one pub?
Yeah, that sports pub was so good.
And they had, let's just grab a snack in here. And then they had a thing that was just called like the pub sampler. And I was like, yeah, give me that. I just want to snack on some stuff before we head out. And the pub sampler was like a full size steak, fries with chopped meat on them and two big ass runny eggs on them with a gigantic fucking Shire sausage. And I mean, it was like, if any meal was ever going to give me a heart attack, it would definitely be this one. I have a picture of it. I'll have to like get that for Johnny.
Yeah, we'll give it to Johnny.
Yeah. The food was good in New Zealand. Hey, yeah, I'm looking at Chartable here.
Okay.
Lots of 5-star ratings for Mega 64. It's pretty much all 5-star ratings.
Yeah.
Yet our overall score is 4.8. How the fuck does that happen?
A couple bad eggs there.
There's one 1-star rating here.
Oh.
Pretty recent, actually. It's from this year, January 29th. 2020. Uh-oh. Can I read it to you guys?
Sure.
From Anonymous. Go ahead.
The title, pretty boring. 1-star. The review. Mega 64 is a clothing store that loves Star Wars and making fun of dead children. It's not about video games.
What?
Cool.
The end.
Cool. Accurate.
What the fuck?
There you go. That's from the United States. That's not from Estonia. They love us in Estonia.
Yeah,
Estonia wouldn't do that to us.
That's the United States hatred.
Sorry, we're not Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to defend ourselves a little bit because I feel like kind of not good about that description. And I want to clarify one thing. Not all of us like Star Wars. Thank you. Jesus. I mean, I just don't want rumors going around.
Yeah. Get it right.
I love it, but I mean, some people here don't. That's all.
Everything else is 5-stars, so we're golden.
Hey, that's great. That's good to hear.
That guy's probably a drug addict.
Yeah. Probably a loser.
Definitely. He's leaving fucking feedback on a website.
I heard the new Star Wars is $9.99. Is that a good sign or a bad sign? Does that mean...
The new.
I mean, everybody likes it. Yeah.
Well, it's just for May 4th.
It's for May the 4th be with you. And it's about to go up on Disney Plus tomorrow. So yeah, there's like a million ways to see it.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So they're just, you know, making it available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What are your May the 4th be with you plans? If you want to just go round table.
Oh shit, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch all 9 films. I'm just gonna have to do it.
Start it early. Yeah, wake up early. I'm gonna put them on and I'm gonna, you know.
I mean,
Lucas. Anakin chronology, where I start with Phantom Menace, go through the prequels, then I do the originals, then I do the new ones.
I got the new Star Wars box set that came out in like when was that? March?
Yeah, last month.
And I actually did do. I mean, I slowly.
You risked life and limb to get it.
And that was at the like apex of like don't go outside, and it was like shit. It's at curbside pickup. I have to go.
So I mean, I love this idea, Rocco, that you could have got it digitally, not left your house, but you said no.
Why the fuck?
I'm gonna risk my life.
It looks better on the disc. Why would I
take it does.
Product? Please, it doesn't even make sense. No, but I made it. I slowly was going through all of them with the extras. I already kind of talked about that. But I want to know. I got a question. I got a May the 4th be with you question for everyone watching this. Okay. I've been seeing that after years of not giving it a last season to wrap it up, they're finally doing on Disney Plus right now, the last season of the Clone Wars, like, animated series or whatever. Now, my only exposure to that series was that horrific movie that they put in theaters 12 years ago.
That was the worst. That was the biggest fuck up. Being in that theater, I realized, like, 5 minutes, like, we made a mistake coming to this.
That was the opposite of a promo for that show. Like, that's what they wanted it to be, and it actually made me go, oh, my God, I'll never watch this. I refuse. But
yeah, it was so adolescent. I mean, yeah. It was clearly not for us.
Yeah, but I've heard it got great after that, or you know, it got much better as it went on. I mean, it's a Cartoon Network show. I don't know how good it gets or whatever, but I know it has a lot of fans. So, I've been seeing little bits and pieces of this new season, and what this final season is doing is it's connecting to the it's wrapping up the show. And again, this was kind of probably had some darker stuff in it, but it was mostly made for kids and, you know, whatever. But it's bridging, it's finally like blending into Revenge of the Sith, and it's getting kind of dark. And the stuff that I saw was like, this is kind of cool, like, of this last season. It's like, oh, it's kind of looks cool how they're wrapping this up. It's like stuff from Revenge of the Sith from like another angle, kind of. And it looks cool. So I'm wondering, should I watch that show, or is it worth just like watching the last season? Because honestly, I didn't like that movie, but honestly, I saw like, oh yeah, Darth Maul is back with robot legs. It just honestly didn't look that good to me. But I wasn't sure if it was worth watching it or just like, yeah, watch these last few and that's it. You know?
Beckett loves that show. I don't know if that tells you anything.
There's a rousing recommendation right there.
But I will say, the animation is super ugly to me. Like, it doesn't look... Yeah. Like, I don't want to watch that. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, and some people are saying in the chat, but it really was like, yeah, the Darth Maul thing was extremely, like, off-putting to me. I was like, I don't care. He's walking around with robot legs. Like, that wasn't like, oh, cool, he's back to me. It was like, oh, God. Like, I was tired when I saw that already, but... I've heard what they developed with that character was cool. People were telling me that, and I don't know. I don't know if it was worth watching that or putting it on while I'm working because it's all on Disney Plus or not, but it seems like I'm getting mixed reactions in the chat.
Yeah, see, I really like the first Clone Wars. That was it, Genndy Tartakovsky?
Yeah, I love those. Those shorts were amazing.
Yeah, those were sick, and that animation was pretty, but this animation kind of just has this... I don't know, that era Cartoon Network show feel.
Yeah.
And same with Star Wars Rebels, which I've heard both Star Wars Rebels and the Clone Wars, if you're a Star Wars fan, are worth checking out.
Yeah.
So I've tried with both to kind of put them on in the background since Disney Plus has been around.
Yeah.
And I it's fucking childish, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Both, I started both series, you know, from season one, and I got like deep into season two, and like, I don't know, there's like 8 seasons of some of these. I think there might be more of Clone Wars.
That's just too much.
I don't know if I'll ever get through it, but I just, you know, I tried, but I don't know if I'll dip back in.
Okay.
I think I was going to say, I think I'm done with Star Wars for a while.
Yeah.
I think I've hit my limit, and it's no one's fault. I loved going to Disneyland and checking that out and the lightsaber. That was so much fun. It's just Lennon wants to watch Star Wars every day, which I thought would be like that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
But now I've seen Empire Strikes Back probably 75 times. Like, God, I can't watch this movie anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm at that point with Star Wars.
Oh, it definitely comes and goes for me. I love it in general, but I can't do too much at once. And that's what makes me, I saw all those Clone Wars seasons and I'm like, I'm sorry, there's no way I'm like getting through that. Like, so I don't know. I'm getting mixed reactions. Sounds like maybe at some point I'll just check out those last ones.
Hey, first of all, apologize. Yeah. I got a fucking phone call. Every week during this podcast, my shit goes off.
Man,
I got a phone call and muted my audio, so I left. I missed most of that conversation.
No, you didn't miss much.
It sounded riveting. I know you guys are talking Star Wars. I haven't been watching Star Wars, but you know, Star Wars is based off of Joseph Campbell, Hero with a Thousand Faces, mythology, all that stuff. I've been watching on Amazon a show about mythology on Amazon Prime. I think it's just called Mythology. It's like an animated show where they're just recapping all the hero stories from ancient Greek mythology. Yeah, and they all like they all have like Star Wars vibes to them. So everything you're saying about, you know, Clone Wars good, do you like the movies? Are these movies good? I feel like the thing that everybody really like cherishes and what resonates with people, you're getting heaps of that in this mythology show. So I recommend everybody go check that out. It's not related to Star Wars. So maybe spend May the 4th watching the inspiration for Star Wars. You know, old school Greek mythology.
Yeah, that's what, I honestly recommend that. I was talking to Mariel the other day, and it was the, she was watching Kurosawa shit. And it was like, yo, Hidden Fortress is like, this feels like Star Wars. It's like, yeah, that that was, it was like, yeah, that movie opens with C-3PO and R2-D2. Very, very much in that spirit. All the stuff that you get from those movies, it's really cool. If you haven't seen any of the Kurosawa movies, I mean, they're totally like, it's not like you won't be able to follow them or anything weird like that. They're great movies. That and Seven Samurai, and you can go on and on.
They got long run times, right?
Seven Samurai is 4 hours, but
I never
once thought watching it going, oh my god, how much longer? Oh my god, like that's the power of a good paced movie. What were you gonna say?
I would definitely recommend like 4 Kurosawa films out of the 30 that exist. He made a lot of movies.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen them all, so yeah, but I would recommend a handful.
But you have to watch, Seven Samurai, Hidden Fortress is good, and Yojimbo, my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I love Westerns. Yojimbo inspired all of those. Fistful of Dollars and movies like that, so.
I saw Yojimbo and Sanjuro. That's a sequel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember liking both, I think. And those were shorter. Yes, those were much shorter. But I really liked Rashomon. And Rashomon kind of like invented the way that like movies and shows use flashbacks now is like starts there. Like Rashomon does that. And it was the first time someone had done that where it's like, I remember this like that. Well, I remember that like this. And it's like the stories don't match up, but from this perspective, this guy saw this. It was so clever for that time. So I loved that.
This is a, go ahead. Just want to say something.
Are you going to say something about Akira Kurosawa?
I'm not. So go right ahead, Derek.
Give me 2 seconds because
you
got to
take your 2 seconds.
My favorite thing about Akira Kurosawa is he made, like you said, Rocko, he made Rashomon. He invented the flashback. He also invented that shot where the horde is invading and you're like looking up at the hill and you see all the horses coming over the hill running down towards you. He was the first person to do that shot too.
Yeah.
He invented all of these iconic movie tropes.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most successful filmmakers of all time. And in an interview once, they asked him like, oh, you've made all these great films. Like, if you can make it your ideal film, what would you like to make? And he went, I would like to make something that was actually good. And he had this feeling like, you know, of inadequacy. And that always spoke to me as a creative person, feeling like no matter what you accomplish, there's always something more you're grasping towards. I don't know. I always found that really like inspiring about somebody like Akira Kurosawa, who is so famous and so successful and still feels like he's not enough, right?
Yeah. I mean, Stanley Kubrick was throwing shit out. I mean, even in his last decade, Stanley Kubrick was like, I'm not going to be able to do this AI movie any good. Like, this is going to suck. You know, like, have Spielberg do this. He can pull it off. I can't. You know, it's like, all the artists still, like, have to feel like they're clawing their way, you know, good artists get that
or
way
bad ones. I don't know. I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Sean, what were you going to say?
No,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Sean, I have one more Kurosawa clip and then you could talk. Okay. What I was going to say though, with what you were, Derek, with the shot done, got like that shot kind of done for the first time. I thought you were going to say, because I want to say it's maybe, I think it's Rashomon. One of them opens with, they shot the camera directly into the sun and he's like standing in front of it. I don't know. I don't remember which one. One of those movies opens with that. And I remember them saying the same thing. They were like, no one ever thought to point the camera directly into the sun and have this, someone stand there. That was considered like, well, yeah, don't do that. It'll look bad. And it's like, no, he's like silhouetted against the, it looked really cool. Anyway, I always thought that was cool.
Experimental, Sean? Man.
You know what? Hey, can I blow your mind?
Huh.
No one ever thought to dress up like Tetris and walk around in the real world.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
You're right.
So 50 years from now, we'll see who they're talking about in these fucking film books, okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be us. Spoiler alert, it's us.
I
we're 92 in Peru for a reason.
I can actually think of, I think there is one thing we did do, all jokes aside, there's one thing I think we did in filmmaking that I don't think anyone had done until that point. Legit. But I don't...
There's so many.
I want to give Sean a moment to
share. Oh, shut up. What is it? Go ahead. What are you saying?
I really think in our Deus Ex video, we have Sean. We said, how do we make a person invisible in an out-in-public skit? And Sean covered himself head to toe in green. And we green screened him in public, where we just shifted the video of what was around, like around him over.
But has anyone else done that?
No. I named the video that did it before that. Okay. Green screen out in public.
We're geniuses.
Show me that video, but I think it's ours.
Can't do it.
I was going to say, we were the first people that took a DVD cover and turned it sideways and put a picture on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Portrait mode, baby.
There was an article about the game God Hand that I read the other day. That was an early was it people at Platinum that made that? I never played God Hand, so I don't Sega. Really know. It was published by Sega, I think. Capcom. Capcom. Yeah, Clover Studio. So that's early Platinum people, and then Capcom, I think. Yep. And they had artwork that had a guy punching his fist through someone's head, and it was long this way, and they wanted to turn the cover sideways and put it at retail that way. I don't know what year that was. I don't know if that predates our DVD.
No way.
So they might have had that idea at a similar time, but retail said no. They said, we won't change displays for your game, and so it never happened. So we win.
They didn't even do it. We win.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Yeah, exactly. We got it done. They didn't.
Holy shit. No, I think it's debatable who came out first.
Oh.
We were right at the same time. We were like late 06, early 07.
But they didn't do it. They didn't do that cover. They didn't pull it off. So it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Great game, though.
We fucking win.
Yeah.
We brought it to market. We win.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. We're G's.
Sean, I want to get to whatever you were going to say.
It better be God Hand related, though.
Hold on, Sean. Question for you. Before you talk about what you wanted to say. And don't
forget. Okay, go ahead.
Don't forget it, Sean.
Do you think we should be more famous than we currently are?
Yes. 100%.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We fucking rule.
I want Sean to get to what you were going to say. But first, I want to do our plugs. Shop.mega64.com is the greatest shop website. If you're talking commerce, e-commerce, whatever you want to call it, if you're ordering something online, it should be from shop.mega64.com. Listen, we are protesting Amazon. We're protesting the big box stores as of now.
In solidarity.
I haven't figured out quite why yet. But believe me,
they're
not getting dime one from me. Oh, it was for the work. Yeah, it was a thing for the workers on May 1st. So hopefully no one ordered from the big box stores on May 1st. But listen, I hope you did order from shop.mega64.com because we do it right. And our workers are treated very well. Thank you very much. This Friday, we restocked a couple classic items. Mariel, we were just talking about a second ago, she did the charm shirt and the neuro sweatshirt. Those have both been up for pre-order as of Friday. They're up now, and you can pre-order yours if you never got one at shop.mega64.com. And we have something we like to do every podcast. We do a 64-hour special. That's a shirt that is only up for 64 hours and it's gone. Now, it is a momentous occasion. It's the 10th anniversary. I don't know if you guys knew this. 10th anniversary of our iDosing video. We're marking 10 years since this classic video that brought an entirely new concept into homes. The concept of digital drugs.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah, I love that video, though. It's a good video.
Anyway, Sean was watching it recently, and you know, how do we do an iDosing 10th anniversary shirt to commemorate that? Sean was watching the video the other day, and he said, you know, those opening titles come up where it boldly proclaims digital drugs. And I was like, yeah. And he said, why isn't that a shirt? So there you go. Mm-hmm. The iDosing 10th anniversary shirt. That's up for 64 hours. Pick yours up. shop.mega64.com.
But don't let your mom see that. Can't wear it to school.
You could try.
Get in trouble. Yeah. Don't let a cop see that, because they'll search you.
School's out for summer.
Don't wear that.
Check your iPods.
If you plan on having a political career one day, don't wear that shirt. Come back to hunt you.
Be careful.
Bite you in the butt.
Yeah, if you wear that shirt, hide your Zune.
Imagine if there's a picture of Joe Biden wearing that shirt in 1980. Dude, be fucked.
Yeah.
Career over.
I thought you were going to say you would have won, but look at it either way. It's not real.
No, they
drugs.
Say he's a digital drug addict. Can't be president if you're a digital drug addict. That's what they'd say.
Yeah, he's too busy iDosing. He's too busy listening to Leviticus Green on his 8-track or whatever he had back then.
Yeah, and then smelling the hair of every young female.
Maybe he should get his hands on. Maybe he should just listen to creepy shit instead of doing it. You know, like.
Hey, Joe Biden, smoke weed. Stop sniffing hair.
Smell some digital files instead.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Hey,
that's
Joe,
our next
I got
show, ladies and gentlemen. 64-hour special. Joe Biden, sniff this.
Yeah, Joe, I got a Becky.mp3. Oh. Ooh.
Oh, fuck, man. Every woman in the convention is going to have a shower cap on to not tempt it.
Yeah.
Because that'd just be bad PR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so check out that, and also check out patreon.com/mega64, because we're always putting up exclusive videos. This week we had two new friend dimensions. We played Jackbox games in both of them, and it turned out really great. It was a lot of fun. We played Quiplash XL at one point, and that was great. We talk about the pretzel guys in Doom. Were there pretzel guys in Doom? That's what Johnny thinks, and we get into it. I did not know there were pretzels in that game, but
pretzel guys in Doom.
Yep,
it was like the Wetzel's demon.
It's an imp.
Yeah. So that was something else, and then we have some stuff from the vault too. We put out an intro from Game Days 2017, an intro video that only those people saw. And that's pretty cool too. There's going to be all kinds of stuff from the vault and other new show. And then next week, finally, I know it's a little bit late, but next week we'll have our Mega 64 Movie Club go up on Patreon. So stay tuned for that. Again, watch The Love Guru. I know that's the last time you'll ever hear me say that. So that you can watch that, and we're gonna deep dive into the movie.
You know what? I say don't watch The Love Guru.
Oh, okay.
You can watch our podcast. You'll feel like you watched The Love Guru.
Yeah.
Except you won't be as miserable. So
yeah, that's true.
You know what though? Here's the thing: there are things in that movie that we'll talk about that you won't believe is real. Yeah. I say you should watch it and be like, these fuckers weren't lying.
I feel like we're the cliff notes. You don't have to read the book. You just get the cliff notes. You're ready for the report.
That's true. So, yeah. That's true.
How are you going to do it?
Anyway, Sean, what were you going to talk about?
Oh. Fuck. Okay. Couple things. Quickly, you mentioned Jackbox, and I was going to say that the great people at Jackbox are friends of ours, and they said they've appreciated that we've been playing their games so much. They gave us a shitload of codes to give out, so I'm going to give them out on the after show for people who want to get Jackbox awesome. Party Pack 6.
Awesome.
Very generous of them. They didn't have cool. to do that. They just
yeah.
did it.
Yeah, those very nice. Great.
Way back, this is such... Derek mentioned Fistful of Dollars. I was just going to say...
Oh, we
I
moved
just,
on,
just
dude.
Ah, fucking Christ. I just watched King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters. That documentary I haven't seen in such a long time, and it fucking rules. I don't know. I think it's streaming on Stars.
Can I say that might be my favorite documentary of all time.
Oh, really?
Legitimately. Hmm. I think that as silly as it is, that story is so entertaining. And a lot of documentaries are good, but they don't entertain you. There's something so like charming and so wholesome about that documentary. It's just like such a special thing to me.
I was just going to say it's charming and wholesome, and there's still cutthroat competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of those things, and that's what makes it good.
There is such a clear-cut hero and villain. I watched it with Emma and Beckett, and by the end, they were so mad. They were just like, he's cheated! He cheated! And it's like a whole thing, and it's so good. Like, oh. And also, it's also great now to like Google what happened to them after this documentary and like see it. It's all gone to shit for some people on this. And so it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Is that available anywhere? Or like,
I think it's on Stars. If you have Stars.
Okay.
But
I just have the DVD. I never watched it on like a service. I thought it was on Amazon Prime. But
I remember buying that on DVD. That was like a big thing.
Yeah.
I think we all got copies of that. That was a big, I really do like that film. I should rewatch it again too.
I'm trying to think like what's my favorite documentary? That one was really good. It might be that shit. I really liked Exit Through the Gift Shop because
that was good.
I liked it. Yeah, it was about Banksy, but then I also liked that it was about these other street artists. But then I also liked the additional layer of what's his name, Mr. Brainwash or whatever. And there were people debating for years if that was like just like a hoax in the documentary.
I loved that aspect of it too. Like was that a fake character for the documentary?
Like the whole documentary is about fucking with people, and then it ends with. Wait, was I fucked with? I love that. I love that.
Forgot about
so
that.
Was cool,
that
was
cool,
but
I would say The Imposter. You remember? You ever see that documentary, The Imposter?
What? That sounds familiar.
That is probably up there with King of Kong. Other end of the spectrum. I think in like the late 80s or early 90s, a 12-year-old boy goes missing. His family just assumes he's dead. And then 10 years later, they get a phone call. Oh, they found him in Spain, and they send him home.
I have seen
that. Happy to have him back. And he moves back in, and they try to resume life. But slowly, they start to think, is this really our family member who left 10 years ago, or is this somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
I saw that.
It's a documentary. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it's really good. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I did really like Free Solo. I really liked Free Solo.
I think that to me is like that's everything I want a documentary.
Yeah. Like a bizarre person and a personality to dig in on, and then you have the footage they get is just like I can barely watch. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. You know.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat for me. So that's up there too.
Also, American Movie is a great documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I don't really remember.
We'll have to do some documentaries in Movie Club.
Hey, maybe I'll choose Free Solo and watch that again because that's great.
I would be very down with watching that again. I really liked Free Solo.
Yeah.
I heard that one was nerdy. I never saw.
Good point.
Something about a guy climbing trees or something.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
Speaking of documentary, it's not really a documentary per se, but there's a new documentary series that I just watched. It went up on Disney Plus this last week, called Prop Culture, I think. And it's about hunting down original props from older movies.
Oh, that sounds rad.
Yeah, so the whole show is it's a dude that is like, yo, I've collected movie props and, you know, original costumes, original pieces, whatever, my whole life. And now I'm going to take you on my you know, like on a journey where I'm like okay, this episode I'm trying to find everything that still exists from Mary Poppins. Okay, next episode everything that exists from Tron. Like what's still around, you know. And this dude has a full collection of killer clowns from outer space stuff. So if you want to know if this guy's legit.
That was great.
But anyway, so I really liked it. And it's them digging stuff up and like, you know, they'll try to hit people up. Like, okay, they went over Danny Elfman's house. And it's like, do you still have anything? And he's like, this is the only thing that I have. And he's got like one of the original Nightmare Before Christmas, like Jack in the Santa outfit, like. He's got the figurine like under a glass thing that he has, you know, and, you know, so they just try to dig this stuff up. Some of it is cool, but some of it is kind of weird too, where again, they have this collector guy. He's the one going place to place. And I kind of feel like it might've been better if they just like filmed like, yo, I'm the director of the movie. Here's what I have. Thanks. But instead this collector guy goes to their house and some of it's kind of awkward where he's just like, hi, I'm a big collector. I bet you've never seen this. I've still got your hat from Mary Poppins.
God. And they're like, out.
And they're like, yeah, I remember that hat. Yeah.
Oh,
so some of it is kind of like, all right, but it's cool enough that anything that doesn't work is washed away. It's good.
Have you seen the Nardwar compilations that have been going around recently where Nardwar will present, all the compilations are him interviewing rappers and he presents them with a piece of memorabilia from deep in their past. And it's just a compilation of their minds being blown. It's what you're describing, except really entertaining.
Well, that show I watched was entertaining, but that aspect.
I'm just saying these Nardwar videos because it's actually really charming. He'll be talking to, you know, Tyler, the creator. He'll be like, what? Tell me about what is sunflowers? He'll be like, how the fuck do you know about that? That was first grade. It's just time after time you get to see this dude's level of research blow their minds.
Yeah. I haven't seen the compilation, but I think I've seen every Nardwar interview. Like anytime there's a new one, I watch it. I love those interviews. And sometimes he can, it's him. Sometimes he can be grating, but at the end of the day, every one of his interviews is worth it because he'll pull something out that's just like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
I want to say one time he talked to Josh Homme and was like, you love wristbands. And he was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, what a thing to say to someone. And it's like, wearing wristbands now and in fifth grade. And he had a photo of Josh Homme like doing homework with the same kind of wristband on at his desk. And it was just like, okay, why do you have a photo when I was in fifth grade? Like what? I mean, it was just to a level that is insane. But his interviews that he does with like Tyler, the Creator are really good. Like it's awesome. Like all of his interviews are something else. But
R.I.P. Nardwar, you know
what,
died of a stroke in 2015. It's very sad.
What,
you never heard that?
No. What,
you never heard the debate? Some people think Nardwar is dead, others don't. I thought he was dead for like 5 years only to find out he was still alive.
I've never heard that one.
No, I never heard that. He's been putting up interviews.
I know. Google search Nardwar date of death. You'll probably find, actually, I think last time I Googled it said he was assassinated in 2015 by stroke. But I definitely heard he had a stroke years ago, and I thought he had died, only to find out several years later that he was still alive. And I know I'm not alone in that.
But you guys never fell for it.
I'm looking it up right now, and it is absolutely true. Like, if you Google Nardwar date of death, Nardwar died from his stroke in 2015 in home. And then the Mandela effect totally worked in your favor this time. I'm so glad he's alive.
I want to start a new rumor.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, yeah, what do you want to do?
Nardwar is a character that Nathan Barnett does. It's same guy.
I don't know. There's a lot of old material with Nardwar in it, like before
Nathan, same guy.
I think Nathan was even born.
He wears a wig and he puts that hat on. You got
I
think Nardwar died in 2015 and Nathan Barnett took over.
Oh, now that could be.
That's it. They both, YouTube Studio 71 might have had a finger in it.
Yep. They had a finger in it.
It was Silicon Valley politics.
I was going to say, there are a lot of celebrities that I did think died that didn't, but I never know until they actually die. You know, it's like, oh my God. I can't remember the last one, but there was an actor recently. Like, oh my God, rest in peace. He passed away. And I'm like, I thought that guy died like 10 years ago.
Abe Vigoda?
I feel like that happens to me every day, though, so it's not...
I saw an article today that said Chuck Norris died at 77, and then that was on Facebook, and in the comments was like, nope, still alive, in his 80s. So, happens.
Chuck Norris is pretty old, huh?
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Can you imagine the shitstorm of memes we're going to get the day he dies?
Oh, boy.
Brace yourself for that.
I actually feel like that era of internet humor is long gone. So,
oh, it's coming back. It will come back with a vengeance.
When was the last time you had a good Chuck Norris set?
Dude,
hey, right?
They just re-put up You're the Man Now, Dog, and I'm telling you, it's like what's old is new again, and when he goes at probably 104, the world will be lit afire with Chuck Norris jokes.
Well, I remember in like 2008 feeling like those jokes are like so old, and I remember.
Do you remember we did that on our podcast?
What happened?
What?
Yeah.
Got a new Chuck Norris joke for you.
Uh-oh.
Just Googled it.
Uh-oh.
Chuck Norris got coronavirus. Now coronavirus is in isolation.
Garrett, you're on top of that.
Sorry. There you
go. I heard groans from the audience.
That's real soon.
Wow.
That hurts. No,
I thought the era was over, but it's alive and well.
I'm telling you, when he dies,
I was gonna say it was like 2008, and it was like those jokes are like years too old at this point. And I remember watching The Expendables 2 in theater and thinking, like, I was enjoying the movie. I mean, it was fucking corny, but I was enjoying it. It was an acceptable level of corny. And then Chuck Norris shows up. And I'm like, please be better than this. Please be better than that. And as soon as they look at him to see him, it went, wow, wah, wah, wah. And I was like, oh, no, here it comes. Here it comes. And sure enough, it was like a stain on that movie. Got bit by that snake.
Oh, God.
And the snake, it needs anti-venom.
Yeah. It's the low-hanging fruit. You know, Stallone's going to grab it every time. Don't worry about it.
I have a list of Chuck Norris jokes on a website. I have the top three highest-rated Chuck Norris jokes of all time.
Oh, hell yeah.
These have collectively been voted on over 16,000 times.
Okay.
These are the top three Chuck Norris jokes, starting with number three.
Ooh.
This one's going to blow your fucking mind.
I bet.
Five, with a rating of 4.11 out of 5, with over 5,000 votes, here it is.
Okay.
Chuck Norris knows Victoria's Secret.
Rocco loved that. Rocco.
All right. What's number two?
Okay. The number two most popular Chuck Norris joke of all time with over 6,240 votes. Chuck Norris can hear sign language.
No, the last one was better.
It's up for debate. Statistically, it's not. All right. Here we go. Grand finale. The greatest Chuck Norris joke of all time with over 8,000 votes. Chuck Norris threw a grenade and killed 50 people. Then it exploded.
I am so fucking pissed.
Okay. That one was all right. That one was all right.
No,
Kevin hated it.
Victoria's Secret one was the best one, and they all suck, for the record.
But yeah, number 3 was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one had a little, like, it was a little sexy. It was risque.
Yeah. Yeah.
Made me think of a woman's brassiere.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hell yeah, Garrett.
You too? You were thinking of a woman's brassiere?
Just the brassiere, nothing else.
I was thinking of her in it.
Oh, no, I was just thinking of just the brassiere.
And she has blonde
hair. Hey, iPhone users. Sorry, Derek sent this one out. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
iPhone users.
Yeah, fucking green.
Have you ever searched brassiere in the, if you go into your photo app and you search brassiere, have you ever done that?
Never. No. Why? Right. No, God.
Right, well, you might want to try something then.
Brassiere.
On the photo app?
On the photo app, you can search stuff, and using an algorithm, it tries to find those things. Like, Sean, if you search dog, it'll probably find a picture of a dog, because it uses geometry to, like...
I've heard about this. I've never used it. But, Sean, I bet you and I are going to have a hard time spelling brassiere here.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were fighting a losing battle here.
Yeah.
Well, I could do my old man method. Do you guys know that?
What?
You just hit the Siri thing, you go, brassiere.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Hey, did I lie?
There's a fucking action figure of Rei Ayanami in here, too, though. So.
Did it really?
Yeah. She's in a racing outfit, but I dare not hit left or right on these next photos.
Oh, my goodness. Garrett.
Damn, I forgot I had some.
If you search stuff on there, it will find it.
Oh, my God.
So you can't search anything dirty on there. You can't even type boobs. Like, if you do that, it's like, we don't know what that is.
Bricks. No. It bricks.
But if you search brassiere, it's like that one fell through the cracks, and it will find. You got anything dirty on there?
Yeah, but Derek with his green speech bubble probably can search for dirty stuff on his droid.
Yeah.
You could just type in.
Yeah, Android can just write tits.
Yep. And guess what I see? What? Woohoo!
Oh, damn.
You won't believe
Braziers.
It. Hey, I found one of the lowest rated Chuck Norris jokes.
Oh,
okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, let's hear the lowest.
Bottom of the barrel.
You're going to fucking love this one.
Yeah, the top ones weren't doing it for me, so we got to go the other route.
Chuck Norris once farted in an elevator with a beautiful woman, and she apologized for it.
He smiled. Rocco smiled on that one.
He likes women farting. Got a smile.
Got a smile out of him.
Rocco likes it.
A lot of description on that one. What's after that?
Chuck Norris once refused to buy a woman a drink at a bar, so she asked him to come back to her place for sex.
Okay. Wait, that was great.
Wait, say it one more time.
That was the perfect joke.
Perfect one to end it on.
You're into this shit now. Now you get it.
This is the second Chuck Norris related segment on the podcast. There's an animated Chuck Norris segment.
I know. Now we can have a sequel to it.
Hot Diggity Demon, right? From like back in the day. Rocco, your brother was on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
What's the next? What was the next joke?
My God. Let me see here. They're Let me see here. They're kind of out of order.
Oh, great.
They're really bad.
Who's cultivating and paying for this website?
Yeah, who's hosting it?
What the fuck?
It's chucknorrisfacts.net.
The Republican National Convention.llc. That's weird.
Weird.
It's me.
The
magic.
Opening scene. Here's a good one. This will be the last one. The last one was the best. This one's just sad. The opening scene to Saving Private Ryan is loosely based on a dodgeball game Chuck Norris had in kindergarten.
That's fucking terrible. That's dark.
Come on. Yikes.
That's the darkest joke I've ever heard.
Whoa.
Sticky bombs.
Rim shot.
What edgelord wrote that one?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That guy's favorite movie of the year was Joker.
100%. 100%, Rocco.
Oh
That one's God. Towards the bottom of the list. So there you go, no. Ladies and gentlemen. Chuck Norris jokes.
You know what? We talked about Star Wars, like that comment on iTunes said.
Oh, shit.
We just joked about dead kids, because that's what happens in that battle.
We didn't make that joke, for the record.
Kids blow up, too.
But it's not... You know what? I guess it was an accurate... It was an accurate description in the review, but it was only one star. It should have been five stars, because I think we've excellently walked the territories of dead children and Star Wars.
In the words of Garrett, we mastered it.
Yeah.
You know? And we are a clothing store. Let me reiterate, digital drugs, shop.mega64.com. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. That
the
shirt Idosync rules.
10th anniversary shirt. We are a clothing store. We have a lot of hot blouses.
I dope, I coke, I smoke, I toke.
Maybe, Sean, maybe there was something to this season of Westworld. The algorithms are right.
Mm.
Someone wrote an algorithm to describe us, and we fulfilled every role.
That's true. Yeah.
I bet you love this season of Westworld now.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
Love it.
Because you love the truth. It's like one of those podcasts you listen to. It's just dark, you know?
I stopped listening to pretty much all podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Yeah, I can't handle... I'm already too anxious with all this going on. I can't handle murder on top of it.
Are you jamming on music now, or what are you listening to?
Yeah, I'm music. I've listened to the new Strokes album.
Yeah.
I checked out the new Fiona Apple album, but then I went to her old albums instead.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm listening to a ton of shit all over the place.
Sean, can I recommend a podcast? You should listen to Hardcore History. That's what I've been listening to.
Is that Dan Carlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's like a murder podcast, except the murders happened 3,000 years ago.
It's interesting because that guy releases a podcast like whenever he feels like it. And it's like so in depth. He spends that whole time in between just working on trying to get all that information down. It's crazy.
Yeah, the episodes are like 5 hours, and then there's four parts on every subject.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I've never listened to it.
What?
Oh, go ahead, Rocco.
I agree with the chat, Sean. You want to check out Tripod too?
Okay,
they're big in Peru.
They try a lot of stuff.
Big
hey,
Peruvian following.
Oh, what's that?
Oh no! I could really recommend if you want to jump into that Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. I've only listened to one episode, but I've listened to it multiple times. There's a two-parter for the bombing, the atomic bombs dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, he spends a lot of time talking about World War II.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't listened to a bunch, but that one about the nuclear bombings was like so fucking in depth and like graphically described from like eyewitness journals and stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff that was like really well produced. If you want a good place to start, I found those fascinating.
Okay, cool.
Going back to what you were saying about music, though, Sean, yeah, I really liked that new Strokes album, too. I think it's called The New Abnormal.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was, it's kind of a more low key album from them. But I've appreciated that the last few albums, there's a lot of people who will just not even give, their time to like newer Strokes albums. But I really liked that the last couple have experimented a lot. And this newest one, yeah, it's really kind of just low key and weird. And I really love it. I really liked it.
One song sounds like an 80s, like sports movie, like soundtrack. Yeah. Like I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, I say low key. There were a couple that were like really, yeah, I liked. I really liked.
What's everybody listening to right now? What's in the rotation?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was just going to say that I talked about on a recent podcast how I was ironically going through Kiss interviews on YouTube where, they kept talking about the restaurant that they owned and it was just like awkward interviews with Gene Simmons and stuff. That was like something I was laughing at and ironically watching. And then I realized throughout this last week, I looked at my Apple Music history, and I've listened to all of Kiss's early albums.
Oh, nice.
And I listened to Kiss Alive. I had like 8 listens on it, and I'm like, okay, so is this ironic at this point? I've just listened. I never listened to Kiss, and now I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I you're listening to all their early albums. What's the joke at this point? So the irony has faded away, and it gave way to I'm listening to Kiss now.
That's how they get you. That's pretty much how I got into Kiss, too.
Those albums are great.
These guys suck. These guys are a fucking joke.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what this is all about.
Yeah.
You know, 2 hours later, I'm rocking out to it.
Yeah.
Fucking Kiss Alive rules.
That's what I was going to say, is like those early albums are really good, and then I got to Kiss Alive, and I kept it on that so that every time I didn't even do it consciously. Every time I got in my car, I left it on that, and I just repeated it a bunch of times, and I'm like, so I guess this isn't ironic at this point. Like, I've listened to Kiss Alive like 80 times. It's great. It's really good. Good live album. And you were saying at one point, right, like, isn't there like some kind of like controversy that like maybe they recorded some stuff not live and just tried to make it sound like it? Or wasn't somebody talking about that?
Yeah. I think there's a VH1 Behind the Music special. It's debatable what constitutes a live album. So from what I understand, a lot of people didn't know this apparently, but that album is comprised of multiple live recordings. So they toured all over, recorded the shows, clipped out the best parts, clipped out the audience banter, cut together the live album.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, went back and cleaned up guitar solos.
Yeah.
Parts where
that's
they
what I
clubbed
heard.
On the riffs.
Yeah.
So they added in studio guitar to smooth it all out.
Yeah. Now, does that bother you, or is that, or you not give a shit?
I don't give a fuck. What do I care? It's not a competition.
Yeah. To me, that's because there's people there. When I looked, there were people online like arguing about it. Oh, it's bullshit. And I just think that what this album does is it captures the fun of a live show. I don't give a shit how they did it.
You know what else I mean? Can I say?
Yeah.
That album came out, I don't know, however many years, 15 years before I was even born.
Yeah. 75. Yeah. Yeah.
10 years before I was born, whatever. What am I going to do? Oh, you made this art before I fucking existed, and you made it wrong, and fuck you.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The whole point of the album is to capture the fun of their live show. It did it. So I don't care how you got that done. I'm listening to it. It sounds like it's a fun live show. Good. We're good.
It's brilliant that Gene fooled everyone way fucking... What a Gene thing to do, too, is like fool everyone into thinking it was... Yeah. All recorded live, because how would anyone know that before?
Yeah. You want to go see them live. So
yeah, hell yeah,
smart.
What a businessman at heart, man. Genius.
And that's what I was gonna say was they played San Diego on their farewell tour. They're obviously it being the farewell tour, they're doing another San Diego show later this year, and it made me go, you know what? Who knows when that's gonna end? I highly doubt this is really their last tour, but. Who knows when that'll end? I want to see all these classic rock bands. I'm going to go check that out. But then it's it's in October. Like, am I buying tickets for that? What's happening with concerts?
Let me be the voice of reason. Cause I agree with you. You got to see all these classic rock bands before they die. Right. Uh-huh. You don't want to miss your chance.
Yeah.
Kiss already died, bro. And you missed your chance. So, what you would be paying to see would not be Kiss. And that's how I feel about the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a name, and then you're watching it and you're like, this is not the Beach Boys. This is not this. You're calling yourselves the Beach Boys, you're playing the songs, but this is not it.
But I still might do the cheapest ticket and just go, because it's still those songs live. I realize the deal, but it still looked fun. I might still do it. But I would do the cheapest ticket. I ain't doing like fucking nice seats for that. I don't care.
I would actually be interested, because honestly, I think you should do that, and maybe it'd be fun, but I do think you might be like, wow, this is fucking bad, and maybe. I would love to hear just your take on it, of how bad it actually is, because from what I hear, it's just Paul and Gene.
Yeah.
Two of the other guys are gone, and those guys
two cosplayers with them.
They're not dedicated musicians, right? It's not about the art for them. It's about the lifestyle. So, they're old guys in makeup at this point.
That's a good point. Tasty Slopsicle in the chat has an excellent point. He's like, Paul is good because he's not calling himself the Beatles. Seriously, he doesn't claim to be anyone but himself, and he'll do his own shit and Beatles shit, and it works.
Yeah, but Paul's a fucking artist too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Paul McCartney just likes making music. Yeah. He happens to be extremely successful and rich. Kiss, it was always about, we're going to play guitars because that's how you get chicks.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be the first to tell you that.
But you have to consider Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are both co-owners on Rockin' Brews Bar and Grill, where we have the best beignets and we have excellent staff members, not like these drug addicts out there. Send them up to Alaska, watch The Revenant and see what will happen to those drug addicts. And we have the number one restaurant in LAX Terminal B.
Read my son's manga.
Read my this son's manga.
This is the
manga.
Guy he who traced Death Note. Does demon makeup and like wants to fucking eat vagina on stage, always flopping his tongue around.
Yeah.
What kind of like, but what's that, the audience that answer going to be like? Okay, but, hear me out. You've listened to Kiss Alive. You listen to the whole album, right?
Yeah.
You know that banter? They're on microphone being like, who out there likes to get high?
Yeah.
And everybody
who likes
cheers.
Tequila?
Yeah. What's it going to be like now? Oh, who out there is smoking marijuana? Because you could fucking leave right now, you fucking drug addicts.
Who out there is getting drunk or high? Because you're welcome to do it, but you're also welcome to walk in the middle of the street and be hit. You're throwing your life away like stupid children. Our ancestors paid the ultimate price in World War II. Get over yourselves.
Rock and roll.
I listened to a lot of interviews with
the worst generation.
Anyways, could be fun. Could go either way.
Yeah.
Could go. All right. Well, Garrett, what are you listening to?
I've been listening to this hardcore band called Graf Orlok. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean, for hooking me up with that Apple Music.
Yeah.
Got in on that family plan. but I've been taking advantage of that, and it was like, oh, there's some newer albums I hadn't listened to. But yeah. I've been playing a bunch of Graf Orlok. They used to play at Eric's house when he lived in Anaheim.
Yeah, didn't they use like horror movies? They just like start soundtracks or whatever.
Well, there was a big hardcore thing back in the day of starting your track with a sample of a movie. And I remember big bands in the hardcore scene would do it with like a Matrix quote, like,
yeah,
Neo, you know, sooner or later you're going to have to know the difference between knowing the path and walking it. And then the song would start.
Yeah.
Right.
And like this band just took it a whole nother level, which I fucking loved. It was one of those, like, why didn't I think of that? Every song starts with a movie quote, and the lyrics to all the songs are about the movies themselves. So it's all cool shit. Like, it's all 90s action movie stuff. But they're like a pretty noisecore, kind of grindcore, hardcore band.
Didn't they have a song that they started going into the riffs of the Jurassic Park theme? Or is that
That's a big one.
Da, 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 da,
yeah.
Da. Yeah, I remember that. Doesn't it open? It opens with a sample there too, right?
I think it opens with, whoa, that's one big pile of shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Something that's like radical. That.
That's dream, good. The Dream Something is the name of that track.
I've been listening to Post Animal. The new Post Animal album came out right before this quarantine happened. I was going to see Post Animal live in San Diego right before everything got canceled. I saw them at Desert Days, though. It's cool, psychedelic rock music. I recommended them to Sean a few months back. I don't know if you ever checked out.
I have not, but I will. I'll add a note to myself right now.
And I want to say, Post Animal, for those who don't know, Post Malone was an animorph. Go look up those books, and now that's what he is.
He did this Nirvana set.
It's like an animorph thing.
From court. Everyone hyped up.
Yeah, he did the Nirvana set.
He did the Nirvana tribute from fucking quarantine. Everyone hyped it up. Like, oh my God, he's such a visionary. It's so fucking whatever. It was like, dude, this sounds like a coffee shop 10 years ago. Like, it was such a letdown. I wanted to like that.
Travis Barker on drums. I think it was like a better Nirvana.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being Travis Barker and then running into Dave Grohl like at the fucking drummer convention? So you're doing Nirvana songs, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right. Post Malone's Instagram.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hey, Travis, I think you're really going to make a name for yourself playing those songs.
Well, the whole DJ AM thing didn't work out.
Oh, God. Jared, no.
There's a mashup. He was the,
oh, my God.
He's a collab guy.
DJ AM got mashed up.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, Peru's not going to like that.
Yeah. Peru is such a DJ AM territory. We're getting rocked on that chart.
I'm sorry. Is it
but,
too soon?
But, no, Derek, Estonia fucking loved it, though. So
yeah, Estonia is good. They like it. Hey, what I wanted to bring up to Garrett was, I mean to ask him this all the time. I know it's not the newest thing, so a lot of people at home have probably already seen it and moved on. But, Garrett, did you see Puddle of Mud cover the Nirvana song? Okay. Nirvana did a song. What is this? Is there the song About a Girl?
About a Girl, yeah.
Puddle of Mud. You got this. Is the
where have they been?
Oh shit! I saw this video.
Yeah, this is the ultimate cringe video. Like people are saying, cringe video of the year. It's true.
Really?
Puddle of Mud at Sirius XM. They covered About a Girl by Nirvana, and Sirius XM within that day or whatever took it down.
Can I play it?
It's been re-uploaded. I don't know if we can. Maybe we can play a second of it.
They took it down as a corporate decision?
Yeah, we might have to to cut. I don't know if we'll have to cut
Let
this
me
or not.
Let's do a five-second clip here.
Yeah, just a short clip.
Okay. Hold on. Go to the
middle.
I think Brian's playing. Can they hear that?
I can't. Brian have it?
No, we won't be able to hear it, though, Dan. Stay with you!
It sounds like a joke, like Brandon DiCamillo's fucking with us.
Yeah, it's horrific. It's the worst cover you've ever heard. He just keeps going, like he's pushing out a turd every time. I mean, it sucks ass.
What has Puddle of Mud been doing for the last 15 years?
Singing or practicing at all.
Not practicing. Oh my God.
Letting dust collect on their instruments, apparently.
Letting dust pile up on their instruments. They found, Vinnie Vincent, he sleeps in the bed he made. That's what I'll say about him. He contributed nothing. He showed up late.
Anyway. Been drinking and
drugging his life away. There's so many all other things I want to quote from him too, but they're such nasty quotes that then it's like, well, Rocco's saying that, but it's like, no, I don't want to be.
Okay. So, you know what, Rocco, next week, get a Gene Simmons mask and then put it on. Okay.
Yeah.
That way
we
won't be confused.
Gene Simmons makeup next week. He has a tutorial on how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You could just wear. You could wear the demon makeup.
Long enough. How long is every? Let's end on that. How long is everyone's tongue? Who's got the longest tongue? We'll end on that. Round table. Go ahead.
Okay, go, Garrett.
I gotta show my. Right, I gotta
Garrett's
show
first.
Tongue.
Yeah.
I didn't. I consent to this. I guess.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not doing this.
That's pretty long.
That's a long tongue, dude.
I mean, I'm opening my mouth wide. I got a wide, gate.
I mean, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, okay. Who's next?
We're going to get banned.
Sean, go ahead.
Why? Is it Regine Simmons?
It's Demon Tribute.
This is too pornographic.
Not that long. Not that long.
No.
Average.
Average.
Derek, go ahead. Give it all you got. You don't have to do it. It's okay.
Some people say, men think with their dick. I like to think with the dick in my mouth. This thing, because this thing fucks all the food.
I'm getting horny now, just thinking about it.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Okay, Rocco, go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to see what I can do. Ready?
Yeah. Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh, he's the leader for...
Oh my God!
All right.
That's why he's main guy. He's
Hold on,
Gene.
Back to me.
Let's see it, Sean.
I don't know, but for a second there, it got longer. Sean, I think you just need to work on how to get it out there. Yeah,
that's me.
I think he's got a long tongue, and he just needs to work on the form.
Yeah.
I'm scared. If Kevin was here, I'd ask, but
oh
my, I don't know.
God.
That's
imagine?
What I'm afraid of.
Probably hit the floor.
Anyway. All right. Well, I'm glad we ended on that. You guys feel good we ended on that? I think
yeah, I felt great on that. Great play. And see a number top five in Peru next week. Can't wait.
There's no way we're not top five in Peru. Thanks for watching, everybody. Oh, can I give a couple quick notes before we end it?
Okay.
Couple
sure.
quick notes.
Oh,
one. Hey, everybody watching this, I want to say thank you, one, for sticking with us, watching the show every week and all that good stuff. A lot of people pre-ordered stuff from us in the past. We had, way back when, we had pre-orders for our Mega 64 Begins VHS and USB package. And unfortunately, due to all kinds of delays where they were being made and all that stuff. I mean, you know what's going on in the world right now. They were taking forever. But we're happy to announce we have them in-house now. So they're going to start going out. We actually did ship a few. We were able to start, but the majority of them will ship this week. So look forward to that. You'll have plenty of Mega 64 stuff to watch. I'm not going to say the stuff isn't embarrassing. I mean, it is from early 2000s, but I think you'll enjoy it. And so that's shipping soon. There's a Patreon package that we had on the way where it had the Mega 64 podcast vinyl record and USB and a bunch of other stuff. That's shipping very, very soon. The joggers and sweatshirts that people pre-ordered from us earlier this year, those are shipping within probably the next week too. All this stuff. Things are finally like picking up. I think people are, you know, doing stuff and they're getting this stuff done. So that'll be shipping very soon. And we should have the jackets very soon. We don't have them here yet.
But they're not in the US yet, but God, they're close.
Yeah, they're very close. So all of that stuff is going out in hopefully within the next couple of weeks. Like all of that will be going out. We're really hoping and it's looking good. So
yeah, I do want to apologize to everyone. I mean, obviously, I think everyone gets what happened here.
Yeah,
and, you know, but like it has taken forever. So thank you for being patient.
It really did suck. All this happened right when we did all these new kinds of products that we had never really done on a big scale before. Yeah, for a little while, manufacturing just stopped, but it's going now. So we have it. And
yeah, reopen the country.
So yeah, so look forward to that. Some people were trying to order stuff from. We announced that we were doing shirts on Amazon, and they aren't on there now. People have been asking me where those are. That was shut down during Amazon right now is like still, they're still saying it was, you know, they're still saying that it's only essentials, but you know, I mean, I don't know. People are ordering all kinds of stuff there, but the Amazon merch program kind of thing that they were doing with us is stopped right now. So hopefully that'll open up again. We'll let you know when it does. So keep an eye on that. And then, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it. Stay tuned for more stuff. We might even have a new video coming in this next week. People said, you know, oh, you know, everything stopped. Hey, you know, we're going to keep it coming. We might have a new video very soon. All kinds of stuff along the way. And if you want to send anything to our P.O. Box, we always like to open P.O. Box stuff up on our after show. Send it to Mega 64 P.O. Box 713-090, Santee, California, 92072. And, you know, we'll open it on there. But that's pretty much it. I think that's it. I just wanted to let people know about that stuff. You got a lot of stuff coming your way very soon. I want to let everybody know. So that's that. I feel like we could have ended on a cooler note. We should have done the tongue thing after this.
We should have done the Chuck Norris thing after this. Fuck.
Yeah.
Derek, we ended on a Chuck Norris final joke.
Go back to Norris.
Chuck Norris possesses demons.
All right, turn it off.